This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to Chris in Tinton Falls. What's up, Chris?
What's going on, guys? Evan, first off, I had no idea you were such a big 90210 fan. So am I. Start putting in the Rico Bronya and I'll listen.
Okay, maybe I'll add that. I'll add a segment.
Season two to three, it was the zenith.
Oh, my God. To me, so let me just say this before we continue on with the sports. First year of college, the freshman year of college.
Good time.
Oh, that is my single favorite season of all time. We got Brenda.
We're meeting the keg house, everything.
Keg house, the beach apartment. Oh, my God. Brandon and Kelly going behind Dylan's back.
David Silver's falling apart on meth. Oh, that was good.
Yeah, I loved it. Yes.
All right. Thank you. That scratches an itch. Kiki, I'm in lockstep with you. Trevor Lawrence, I think they need to get him. A couple of reasons. You alluded to this. Winning program in college. I think they need to get guys who are winners. I'm not saying people are losers, but there's a mentality. I think that's one. Two, I think it solves the Dable Shane dilemma question mark. Mm-hmm. The thing with them is everyone builds hate, especially Dable, that is. He's a quarterback guru, a genius. A lot of that's predicated on the work what he did with Josh Allen.
Right.
Well, now he's got a talent similar, not skill set, but similar with untapped talent, a guy who's got all the tools, who's big, strong, and has really been a pretty unstable situation. Year one disaster with Urban Meyer. Subsequently, it's fallen apart. I think then you can not have a shorter leash, but it's not this draft, a young guy waited out for 3 years. It's like, you've got a talent, a mature guy who can hear it.
Right.
Build them.
See it right
away. Got some infrastructure.
Right.
And I think that
is some talent around you offensively. We got good defense. It's now on you, coach. And honestly, if you're the Maras or the Tishes, whoever's running the football operations for the Giants, that's kind of what you want to do. Coach, make a difference. You're losing these one-score games. What is it? 1-5, I think, in those one-score games?
Mm-hmm.
You're losing these one-score games. Be the difference maker. You as a coach and then whoever you put in as your quarterback, you have to be that difference maker. That's why you get paid all that money, quarterback. That's why you get paid all that money, head coach. Be the difference maker.
Connor is calling from Goshen, New York. What's going on, Connor?
Hey, guys. Obviously, just to let you know, Tommy is the generational talent.
No question.
The next coming.
You're in the cult, too. It's okay.
But guys, I want to have my full support with Tommy DeVito. I mean, I thought last year he kind of got a raw
deal at the end.
Yeah, at the end because I mean, yeah, we all know what Tyrod Taylor was. I mean, and even Sean. I mean, with Tommy DeVito, I mean, you even said it too when you were. After the Green Bay game, you thought we had something with him.
Yeah,
I want to believe in this. I want to believe in this guy. I would like to see this happen. It could be our Brock Purdy type of quarterback. And yeah, and then if it doesn't work out, and I do agree with Tiki's point about go and get Trevor Lawrence and possibility, you know, because we definitely do need other.
But you see what you're doing, and I appreciate this. You are very, very mentally healthy because what you said is the honest truth. As a Giant fan, you are hoping this is our guy.
Right.
We are going to discover our next future franchise quarterback in the most miraculous way.
Well, I mean, it's first-rate intelligence, right? Having two different thoughts in mind and still retaining the ability to function.
Well, I think it...
Right? That's how a lot of Giant fans are.
But I have first-rate intelligence.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it. I look at it as the fairy tale and the reality. And the fairy tale, and I'm a big fairy tale guy, so I'm with all you. It's not like I'm looking down on you. I did the same thing with Mike White. You want to believe the fairy tale. You want to believe Tommy DeVito, undrafted, Syracuse, Livingston, New Jersey, Italian, local kid, he's going to be the answer.
And he's shine shoes anymore.
And he's going to get that shot for the next 7 weeks. But simultaneously, you also know that's not happening. And because that's not happening, you can pivot immediately to they should go get Trevor Lawrence or they should go draft Shedeur Sanders. Because you kind of know that when we're sitting here in January, that's where we're going to be.
Look, what we started with today, Evan, with the Tommy DeVito and Trevor Lawrence stuff, that's not, you know, get rid of Tommy DeVito if Tommy is good.
No.
This is in case you're stuck and you're bad and you can't get the quarterback you want. Trevor Lawrence is just another alternative. So it begs the question, like, who do you want? Do you want to draft a young rookie in Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders or Carson Beck or I don't even know who the rest of the names are right now? Or
Jalen Milroe.
Jalen Milroe, who's a good player, kind of has that winner thing, mainly because he was at Alabama, but doesn't really have all the stuff that you need. Like, do you want to draft one of those guys and just kind of cross your fingers and hope that Dave gets them right? Or do you want to go get a veteran who's been in the league for four, this will be his fifth year, and has had some success and knows what it takes and has a winning pedigree from where he went to college at Clemson and national championship and all those things, these callers and we were talking about earlier? I think it's just a different option, a different way to think about it because he's still young and he could still, in theory, be your franchise guy.
But
history tells you that these type of things don't happen that often.
Right. Very rare.
You know what I mean? I'm trying to think of one where it's happened like this. But I think the era changed, you know, 20 years ago when the CBA evolved and, you know, you didn't sign these, you know, $100 million deals as quarterbacks right out of college. And so now you got to prove it before you get your big mega contract. But it doesn't happen.
Well, so, it's not only it doesn't happen, like, here's how unlikely it would be. And again, I'd love to see it happen, but how unlikely it is. Brock Purdy and Tom Brady are the two names we like to bring up because of how unlikely they were. But truthfully, they're not even similar to Tommy DeVito in any way. Brock Purdy played at Iowa State and was productive. Tom Brady was at Michigan and was good, and he was drafted. Like, this guy's undrafted, was not highly regarded in college. Now, I'm not telling you it can't happen. I'm telling you it's an even far-reaching story and more miraculous than even Brady or Purdy. So it's not even the same. We bring it up because we want to make it. It's not the same. It would be an even more impressive story.
Tony Romo.
If he became that guy.
Well, that's Tony Romo, but as a non-Northern Illinois character. Yeah, Tommy's different because he was at Syracuse, didn't pan out there. He went to Kansas State, right? So he went to
Illinois.
Illinois.
Yeah, right? Lost a lot of money on.
Right. So he went to Illinois, and then, you know, he's just kind of a guy. But he actually looked okay last year. And I think that's what I can't discount. Like, if he came in and started those games that he got a chance to start last year, and he just looked terrible. Like, overmatched, looked like he was swimming. And trust me, I've seen a lot of young quarterbacks come into the NFL, ones that were good, and they just look like they're swimming. Like, I have no idea what's happening. Like, I don't know where to turn my head. I don't know where to look for my second read. Crap, what do I do? I'm just going to run, or I'm going to take this. Tommy didn't look like that. And I went back, and I've had to watch all this tape of him last year. And I'm like, man, he actually did a lot of really good things.
So why were they so quick to bench him, which we all disagreed with. I disagreed with it. Like, they pulled the plug too quick.
No, I think we know why.
Why?
One, it was because of the relationship with Tyrod Taylor. But I think maybe more importantly, it was getting big. Like, he was getting – I mean, we talk about our Tommy having a cult of Tommy. Like, the cult of Tommy DeVito was getting ridiculous.
So they benched him because – his head or his popularity was getting too big?
I don't. It, Do you guys remember these
events? I do.
I know. You remember this of like this day of events. Remember the one got canceled and he went and did it at the pizza shop. Then he came into Florham Park, my town, and goes to Hobby Lobby. And he's over there and like all the kids are showing up. Brooklyn's like, hey, I want to go. And so she reaches out to my manager's son, Max, who was in marketing with Tommy. And was like, Max, come pick me up. I want to go meet Tommy DeVito. Like it was... She's a 9-year-old girl who knows nothing about like the game of football, and she wanted to meet Tommy DeVito. Like it became bigger than like the game.
But is all of that a reason to bench him? So you tell me it wasn't football.
Not.
So he wasn't meant for football reasons last year.
I don't know. I don't know, but I didn't understand it at the time.
Right.
But I think it maybe came down to just the fundamental you don't lose your job because of injury thing for Tyrod Taylor. And behind the scenes, it probably was a little contentious.
Well, here's the good news. Here's the good news. As wrong as all of that is, not that what you're telling me is wrong. I just disagree with that decision. At least we're going to get closure on this thing because he's going to get a chance to play. He's got 7 weeks now to prove Tommy right that he's the next Tom Brady.
No, maybe... I got to stop you, Evan.
What?
I got to stop you.
What?
Because it's not 7 weeks. I think this is actually the best thing that Dabbs did yesterday.
Oh, that he didn't guarantee him 7 weeks.
This is a week-by-week proposition. So this is a earn it every week. This is exactly what I always talk about when I always say, you know what, there should be a sign outside, hiring all positions. This is exactly what's going on with Tommy DeVito. Great, you're the guy right now? Prove it. Go do it. Show me on the most high-pressure way that you deserve to be the starting quarterback, and you got to do it on game day. You don't got to do it in practice. You're not, you know, doing it in an off-season competition. Prove it on game day. So the stakes are high, and it's probably not really fair for Tommy DeVito. But when you're 2-8, you got to do what you got to do.